Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, the lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, "Ten were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other nine? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 Jesus, among this Samaritan, he's not a Jew, but he's the one who comes to give thanks to the Lord. Of course, Jesus did everything is not for people to give thanks, but can show how much we are thankful for the Lord. I think Jesus is giving us a hint that everything happened to us is from the grace of God. Maybe sometimes we find God's not listening to our prayers and things are not happening according to our desire. But God loves us. He loves in a different way with one another. So, no comparison with other people. Just believing God is always hearing us, listening to us. Just be joyful. Jesus is with us. That always give thanks. Although at times we do not feel that God healed us, but we have to believe He is our Father. He gives us the best. Many times we thought what we expect we do not have. It's important what we have is the best for our soul, for our life. Jesus, we trust in you.